Brian Finn is here now with the business news.
Rachel, thank you. A sell-off on global markets gained some momentum yesterday, with the Dow Jones down by 400 points at the close on Wall Street last night, knocking it into negative territory for the year. European markets have not been immune to the sell-off either. Let's have a word with Susanna Streeter, head of money and markets at Hargreaves Lansdown. Stocks had been doing quite well this year, Susanna, bouncing back from some fairly hefty losses last year. Back then it was interest rate hikes. Is it the same issue bothering investors now?
Right now, it's concerns that those high interest rates are going to linger for a lot longer than perhaps the market had previously expected. So that's why you're seeing this fresh sell-off. And also, that rebound that you talked about, Brian, was also driven by all this frenzy over AI, particularly pushing up tech stocks in particular. And tech stocks are highly sensitive to where interest rates are going to end up. And with higher interest rates set to stay elevated for longer in the United States, that's adding to worries, because it's going to cause problems not just for consumers, but for companies and for governments as well. And you're seeing long-term government borrowing costs shoot up to levels we've not seen for 16 years. And that's certainly causing quite a few jitters, not just in the bond markets, but also in the equity markets. And this isn't a scenario that you often see. Usually you might see the bond markets doing better and then equities suffering. Mm. But it seems as though we've got the collision of the two right now.
And that spillover effect onto the bond markets, is that as a result of interest rate hikes as well? Is it the same issue?
Yes, absolutely. It's because the market is now expecting that interest rates in the United States, they've gone up, as we know, shot up, causing quite a lot of pain for many consumers. But actually, the US economy is still proving pretty resilient. And that is why the Federal Reserve, the US Central Bank, is expected to keep those interest rates at a high level, potentially push them up even a little bit further.
The US and Europe could be parting way on this rates equation. As you say, the US could be on course to push them up further. In Europe, is it a different story, particularly with the state of the German economy at the moment? Could they be on course to maybe cut rates?
Yes, certainly the Eurozone isn't performing so valiantly as the US economy is right now. And although inflation is still a real worry right across the Eurozone, because economies are slowing much more quickly, that is why the interest rate cycle is expected to come to a bit of a faster end potentially in Europe than in the United States. We are still, though, not seeing cuts really that soon on the horizon, because inflation is still high, much higher than the target that the European Central Bank wants to see. So although we are probably unlikely to see another rate rise, any cuts have been pushed still into the distance. It's really going to depend on how quickly inflation comes down. And of course, the higher oil prices feeding into this, hovering around $90 a barrel, down a little, but prices still elevated.
Indeed, we're seeing oil heading towards $100. I think it was at $95 in recent days. And of course, this is where the current inflationary environment kicked off 2 years ago. So could we be in danger of seeing inflation kicking off again?
Well, what we've seen is the oil price has come down a little bit since those highs that it reached last week, those recent highs, I should say, but they're still well down on those really painful levels reached last summer. Now, this is partly to do with what's happening in China, given how China takes out a big chunk of oil consumption. But even so, the International Energy Agency is forecasting that demand is expected to continue to rise later this year, though may dip off again next year as economic conditions worsen. But OPEC member countries, particularly Russia and Saudi Arabia, they have cut production. And so that's actually keeping a floor on prices.
Susanna Streeter of Hargreaves, thank you very much indeed.